Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And of course, I am Michael Bejas, and I'm here with Stu Scheer on My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever. You can come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can shop. You can buy our merchandise, which helps us stay on the air. You can listen in, text message us. If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. And we broadcast live all over the world. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and that includes any health, medical, or professional information, anything else. We want you to do your own research. Anyway, this song right here, Leave It to Beaver, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. It's just that simple. Call in, and you know what? No cursing, no cussing, or anything else, because we like to run a good type Christian-based radio station. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever. And without further ado, here is my favorite person, Stu Scheer.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I am wonderful.
Well, I'm wonderful, too. It's been a crazy, crazy week. You know, earlier I had to do a little bit of dental work, and that caused some problems. And then I had to help a friend get to the emergency room and a bunch of other stuff. It has been a medical week and weekend. Oh, it's been a mess. So hopefully that's out of my schedule for the rest of the month, as short as it is. But anyhow, guys, welcome to My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And I'll tell you what, we've got a lot to go over because we didn't get a chance to do anything on Sunday. And I was ready to go. Michael had problems in his neck of the woods with storms. And right now, it seems like we're always besieged by storms. And if Michael doesn't have them and I have them, then usually about 24 to 36 hours later, he gets them on the East Coast. It's been a trip this summer. I'll tell you what, and summer's about, well, more than half over. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm staying inside and avoiding the heat and the smoke and everything else. But
it's been a nightmare.
It's a trip.
It is. That one storm, I mean, none of the weather channels showed it. And I sent you the videos on it. And the trees were sideways. The rain was sideways. It was like a derecho that came through. And that thing lasted about probably a good half an hour. And just beat the crap out of you. And then all of a sudden the sun came out. And then another part of it came in. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. So just bear with us, folks, as best as you can. Unfortunately, this has been the strangest, oddest summer that there has been.
That's right. Right now in Ohio here, I thought we were going to have rain. And the clouds gathered over, you know, and everything. And I had just finished washing down my plants. You know, I'd take a hose and sprinkle them, give them a little water because they haven't had any in a few days. And I thought, well, I'm going to be okay. And then all of a sudden I started feeling raindrops on my head. And I thought, oh, brother, I'm going to get caught in it. Well, no sooner than I got to my garage and got inside, it stopped. And so I finished watering the plants on the front side of the yard because they haven't had anything in a couple of days. Water rates get a little high around here. And I came in and checked the temperature, and it was 90 degrees. And this is like at 7 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking, this is kind of strange. Well, they told us on the weather forecast it was going to get hot for about the next 3 to 4 days, and then it would cool down again. Well, you know, if it's going to be real hot, I'm going to stay in. If the weather's decent outside, I'll go out a little bit.
Well, you know what, Stu? At least your head's waterproof.
Yeah, I don't have any hair. It just rolls off of me, I'll tell you what.
All right, I'll see you in a bit.
All right, hey, welcome to my world. And, you know, Michael always does his little disclaimer. Here's mine. I always like to do.
Can you hear me?
Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own due diligence and research. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, well, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. Chilling is good, especially when it's 90 degrees out. Oh, and remember, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. You know, we always do shout-outs, and I always like to give a shout-out to the people that I know that I've worked with or I've been in lodge with or I've communicated with and that I've known, because they have their own shows. But before I get into things, you know, the Trim Radio Network is a fantastic network. And our motto is we cut the bull and serve the truth. And we do. Now, our program schedule, we've got the Circle of Kai podcast, Fishing in Florida show, Midweek Matters, Money and Change radio show, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, Offsides college football when football season starts, The Red Pill reality show, and like I tell Rascala, I know you choose between the blue pill and the red pill, but I like the green pill myself. He still can't figure that one out, but that's our joke. Anyhow, Slobber Knocker Talk, spiritual broadcast show, Take Point 22 with Michael Behas, you got to check into that. The Nixie Weekly Music Countdown and the Brighter Life show. Also, we've also got the Natural Marketer podcast. You have to listen to that. But a big shout out to all the guys at the Trim Radio Network. And if you want to join us, just let us know. Go to our website, trimradio.com, and check out our website. Send us a message. Let us know that you want to do your own show. We'll guide you through everything. And you don't have to be in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm in Ohio right now. I have been all summer. I can't get out of Ohio for some reason. And maybe they don't let me out. Maybe I need a green card to go to Indiana, Kentucky, or Michigan. I don't know. I'll have to look into that one. Well, anyhow, guys, we've got all that going on. A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. They're located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II school. Very good sports. They have very good facilities, very good professors, and it's a reasonable price, too. And I'll tell you what, the freshmen are starting to come back in another week or two. And they report back to campus. And then everybody else comes back in. I believe it's mid-August. And classes get started. So, you know, it may be a little bit too late for the first semester. But you can check out the University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. For the winter semester. You can check them out. They're good people. They really are. Not only did I go there, I've been to so many schools. Somebody asked me one time, how many schools have you been to? And I said, my God, I've been to six. I don't know why I went to six. I think because of the programs that they had and the classes that I wanted to take. But I did get a BA degree, bachelor's degree at the University of Findlay, and I received a master's degree at Xavier University in Cincinnati, plus a lot of other schools. No degrees, just a lot of other classes. And I'll tell you what, the education I've had is phenomenal. And would I do it again? Yeah, I probably would. I probably would. You meet a lot of good people. You have a lot of fun classes. Interesting people. I've met people from all over the world at the University of Findlay and at Xavier University in Cincinnati. Great professors. They even let me, actually, you know, one time at Xavier University, I was having a problem. I had a research topic, and I talked to my psychology professor, and I told her, I said, look, I've got a problem. I can barely find out the information that I need. And she reaches into her purse. She hands me her University of Cincinnati library card. Most professors don't do that. And she said, here you go. And I came back, I put everything together, and it was, I still had a couple of days before it was due. And I saw her in class and I said, hey, I've got another problem. I don't have time to type all this up. She said, good, you can teach the class for 3 days. And I did, and I did so well. The professor in the class after mine told his class, his students, all my notes were on the board. He said, these look fantastic, copy them down. And finally I asked that professor after 3 days, I said, hey, do I get paid for teaching your class for 3 days? And he just laughed. We did go out to dinner, but it was a good learning experience. So I can't really knock either one of those schools. They're very good schools. A big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. That's the center section, better known as the barrel on pens. And he does a lot of custom artwork and things for people. And he does pens and blanks for a lot of people. He sold them down at Disney World. He's had trade show pens go over to Japan and elsewhere. I mean, the guy is really good. His name is Phil. And so you want to check him out on Facebook, and it's Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Well, a big shout out to Money and Change that we didn't get a chance to do last week. And we're going to do a little bit of that today if we get a chance, but I really want to get into stuff on Sunday. There's a lot of stuff to do, so that'll be Sunday night at 7 p.m., so you want to check us out for that. Also, My World Life Laugh and Whatever is Wednesdays at 8 p.m., and it's kind of an open dialogue. I mean, I can talk about anything I want tonight if I want, and I will a little bit. There's so much going on in the news. I don't know about you, but today I watched Megyn Kelly on Facebook, and she left, I believe it was Fox News or whatever, and next thing you know, she's gone for a while. Now she's back on Facebook, and she had a really interesting show today, and she was talking about, I'll just say Joe Plugs and The Hunter, if you know what I mean. And all the stuff that was going on there and other people and somebody that they call One Eye. It was interesting. You might want to check that out on Facebook if they still keep it up. Also, a big shout out to Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. I've known them for a long time. They're good people. They're out on a farm in the middle of Wisconsin. I want to tell you something. They have a really good show. They've had it for years, and I knew them in the early days when they were down in Monroe, Ohio, right off of 75, just north of Cincinnati. Great people. It's like I've known them all my life. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Oh, they're putting up with the heat down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And I'll tell you what, they're good people. They have good shows. It doesn't make any difference whether or not you're growing crops or building something or just talking about the weather and people and what's going on in the country. They're good people to listen to. And that's Danny and Wanda King at the Deep South Homestead. And then we've got Southern Prepper One, Dave Kobler. Dave took a little time off, about a week or two, to be with his family. And he's back on, and he posts once or twice a week. And he talks about things that are going on in the country economically. and he calls it boots on the ground. Well, what does he call that? He has people all over the United States send him news about what's going on. For example, if their local grocery store is running out of product, they send them the information and they back it up with news that tells that. Or they're talking about supply chain issues or anything like that. I mean, I've known Dave for a long time. We've talked on the phone several times. I mean, he's great. And that's Dave Kobler at Southern Prepper One. And then there's Ed Carswell with Prepper, if I can get my lips working, Prepper Nurse One. He's down in West Virginia. He's trying to set things up. And he's down there. And Michael, you just coughed.
Oh, I did cough. I apologize. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. You better turn your mic off and go drink some water.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going through this again. All right. all right. Let me take care of this now.
Okay, you're killing my time, brother. You're killing my time. Anyhow, guys, well, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. And, you know, we talk about the weather. It's 90 degrees out there. We had the Canadian-U.S. fires out west, and that was covering the sky here, and my eyes were itching, and breathing was a little bit difficult here in Ohio. And then, it's hot and muggy today, and they say it's going to get worse. So, you know, you turn on the air conditioning and
Sorry.
Stay inside.
Sorry.
But what happened years ago, you know, when I was growing up, we had a big fan upstairs in one bedroom, and downstairs we had another fan. The downstairs fan was blowing in cold air, and the upstairs fan was blowing out hot air, and that was going all day long, and we put up with it. And now today, if the air conditioning's not working, everybody's like dying. They can't breathe. It's, they're conditioned to that stuff. If you live out on a farm, guess what? You're going to, oh, speaking of farms, woo, there was a farmer not too far from me, because I live on the west side of my town, and I'm within about a half mile of being out in the country. And it's nice here. You know, at night you can listen to coyotes howling late at night, or you can see deer walking through your backyard at about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when they're in the neighborhood and they just want to be pesky and nibble on your plants. Or you see a bobcat walking down the street at about 2 a.m. if you can't sleep. That happened to me a couple years ago, and I thought, oh, look at that big kitty cat. And the more I looked at it, it was a bobcat. And of course, you can smell the skunks. Well, there was a farmer the other day that decided to use his liquid manure spreader. And they kind of call that a turd hearse around here. And they also call it a bad smell. And he was spreading stuff on his ground. And the whole west side of town smelled like a barnyard with animals that had diarrhea. Let's put it that way. It was bad. And then again, I smelled it this morning. I thought, oh boy, we're going to have to put up with that. I mean, it was enough to gag a maggot, like they say around here. I know farmers have to do that to fertilize the crops so they can grow things. But oh my God, put some type of a deodorant on it, you know. Ooh, boy, it was strong. Well, anyhow, you know, being out here, you can enjoy a little bit of the country life if you want. Like I said, I only have to drive basically a half mile away and I'm out in the country. And that makes it nice. I'm not in a city that's big. Matter of fact, the city I live in has about 22,000 people. It has a state community college. It has just about everything you need, or if you need to go to Columbus, it's 80 miles away. If you need to go to Cincinnati, it's 80 miles away. If you want to go to Dayton for any reason, that's only about 35 miles away. If you want to go to Indianapolis, it's about 2.5 hours. If you want to go to Lima, to Keystone Foods, to get that canned meat, oh, that's good stuff. It's only 45 minutes away. And if I want to go to the University of Findlay for any reason, that's about an hour away, right up I-75. It is fantastic. And it's a good drive. I mean, I really enjoy it, even though I'm on I-75, which can be horrendous at times. But how do you cope when there's bad weather out there and it's hot? You know, I talked about the fans blowing in cold air at the bottom and then sucking it out the top of the house with another fan. You know, we got used to that over the years. Then finally, you know, we added more fans to the house. And then we decided to get air conditioning. So what we did was put an air conditioner upstairs, and we kept the fan downstairs, but it was blowing out, so it took the cold air from the top and then blew it out through the downstairs, and it worked for a while. We never really had, growing up, any HVAC system for the whole house. But now, you know, everybody's got it for the most part. And what you cope with is either you go swimming, or you drink a lot of water, or you go to like Amazon. There are some packets of things that I got from Redmond's. I'll just call it Redmond's, R-E-D-M-O-N-S. And they sell salt, but they also have hydration packets. And I got one of those, and I was working outside sweating like crazy. And I came in, I put a glass of water in, dumped a packet in there, stirred it up, and drank it. I was fine afterwards. It takes the necessary salts and minerals that you need, and some sweetness, and it tastes like raspberry. It's good. And a friend of mine said, well, she has been mowing her yard and she gets really tired and so forth. And I said, okay, I'll give you a couple of packets. And I saw her and she said, man, that stuff is fantastic. You drink this stuff and you feel great. I said, good. Next time I see you, I'll give you 5 packets. Well, I think I only get 25 packets in a box. So now I'm down to 10 packets. So I'm going to have to order some more. And it's really good stuff. I might even post it on the Facebook site. I'll look it up and post it up there. But that's how you cope with heat. And if you're out in the sun, get in, get hydrated, cool down. If you don't have anything like HVAC, go to the mall and walk around, or go to Kmart where it's ungodly cold. Or Kroger's, everything there is, no matter what you do in Kroger's, it's always cold because it keeps the food fresher. But in the summertime, wearing gloves and a parka, I don't know. Anyhow, what about the word for the day? I'm going to say it's optics, O-P-T-I-C-S. And the reason why I'm saying optics is, where I live, everybody says, oh, it's run down. They're not taking care of the city. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. People aren't keeping up their properties, or at least some people aren't. I would say probably 30%. The rest of us, we believe in mowing our yards and so forth. But they let weeds grow up in the street and grass in certain parts of the area in the streets. And it's optics. And they say, well, we can't get new businesses or people moving into town, even though 4 blocks from me, the homes start at 500,000 and go up. 6 blocks from me, they're in the millions. At where I'm at, I've just got a one-floor ranch, and I love it. I have got great neighbors, and I'm satisfied. I don't need a big mansion. Hey, I'm retired. The nice thing is, all my bills are paid. I don't have to worry about anything. There are other people here in town that are in debt like you wouldn't believe. But some people just aren't taking care of their properties like they should. And I went through town. I think on my Facebook page, I put some pictures of weeds growing up 3 feet tall or higher in front of a business. That's no way to run a business, and with grass on the sidewalks and everything else. It's optics. If somebody comes into town and things are clean and neat, no weeds, high grass or anything, they say, hey, this place looks nice. And they may turn off and take another state route out of town and keep going west or east, whatever, or get back on the interstate. And if the town doesn't look neat and well kept, they're not going to come back. And that's the way with businesses. And I was in a meeting on Tuesday. I'm the chairman of an electrical distribution board, and I chair the meetings, and we have a director that has an MBA, really smart guy, does an excellent job. And I said, what this town needs for business, and I'm sitting around some millionaires that I'm not, but anyhow, I'm sitting around these guys that I've known for quite a while. And I said, look, what the city needs are some blue chip businesses coming in here to provide extra income for the city. You keep saying that we're not making any money and we can't provide X, Y, and Z services, or services are very tight. And I said, if you get some businesses in here and some good blue chip businesses, they don't have to be Ford or General Motors or whatever, but good businesses to relocate here and provide more employment for people. You're going to get people off of welfare. You're going to get a good labor force that are going to be paying taxes. The company can pay taxes back to the city, and then we can pay for better utilities. We've got one of the best utilities in the area, period. I mean, they're awesome. But it's optics. If things look good, people are going to want more of that area. And I took a catering class one time, and they said, you know, you can make things look really nice, and it can be mediocre food, and people will eat it and love it. But if it doesn't look good, they're not going to eat it. They may eat it once, but never come back. Well, it's the same thing with cities. It's the optics. People have to look and see what's going on. Is there construction in the city? Are the streets paved correctly? Are the streets lined correctly for no parking zones? What's the traffic flow like? Are the frontage of the stores kept nice? Are people in the town very friendly and inviting? A lot of things to consider there. It's called optics. And our local city council, we've got some good people on it, but they're not paying attention to optics. And I made that presentation in the meeting. And they looked at me like, all you do is run the meeting, but now you're telling us we need to have optics. And I'm saying, yeah. Appearances count, and they probably count 80% of the time. Maybe 70, but I'm going to say 80%. If the car that you're looking at is a used car and it's not clean, are you going to buy it? If you get a used car, if it's cleaned up and it is polished and the inside's clean, the outside's clean and shiny, the motor is clean, the trunk is clean, the tires are well taken care of, then you're going to consider buying that car. But you're not going to buy it if it's a piece of junk. And that's the same thing with the city. If it gets run down, then you have a problem, and it's up to city council then, or the city commission in this case, to make sure that they can generate whatever goodwill it takes to keep things clean, looking good, the weeds aren't in the street, you know, and people mow their yards, especially the, I'll call it the telephone company here in town. They haven't mowed their front yard probably in 3 weeks, maybe four. Yeah, who knows, maybe five. It's due. And that's right across from the weeds growing up, these 4 foot tall weeds. Geez, I don't allow that in my yard. I spend too much money and too much time to make sure that weeds are kept to a bare minimum. And the grass is watered and all that kind of stuff. But anyhow, it's optics. That's what we're looking at. I don't know how the town is where you live. Is your town looking good? You know, I've seen some cities down in Tennessee and in Kentucky, even in Georgia or Michigan, and they look really nice. And then you go to some of the bigger cities, and they look like they're falling apart. You know, you go to Detroit. Uh-huh. I wouldn't recommend it. Or you go to Los Angeles. I wouldn't recommend that at all.
Researching on.
And sometimes I think of Cincinnati, where I lived there. Now they've got problems. Gee, you got a winning baseball team. You got a winning football team. Your soccer team's doing pretty good. But yet you have problems because you don't have enough police. Or you don't have enough city services and so forth. That's why I like to stay away from big cities. I've lived in a few here in Ohio. And the only ones that I would recommend would be Upper Arlington in the Columbus area, Dublin, or Westerville, or Worthington. Why? Because they keep things looking clean and orderly and so forth. And that's their expectations. But then you get in some areas.
Oh shit!
In Cincinnati, you've got some rundown areas, and then you get out to the suburbs where people like to move to get away from the mess. So the big word today is optics. OPTICS. Well, what about national and local? You know, they're talking about taxes and. This digital currency is coming about. It's the digital currency. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to get tongue-tied today. It's been a heck of a week, guys. It really is. I'm going to have some more of that hydration stuff as soon as the show is over. I'll get some nice cold water and put the stuff in and do it. You know, we have a lot of distraction between Big Daddy and Hunter, and you know who I'm talking about, and all the different claims that are being made. And my thing is, you don't show favoritism one side or the other. You basically look at, well, let's look at it this way. If it's against the law and they violated the law, then they're subject to the law. I skipped over something. I was going to talk about something else.
Rashes.
Well, anyhow, this Big Daddy and Hunter thing that's been out there, talk of impeachment and all the stuff that's going on and supposed money payments coming from one country to somebody else's hands and everything else. Okay, is it illegal? One. Two, how illegal is it? And three, are they going to get prosecuted? And in some cases, you know, you get selective prosecution. You have people violating the law and then they don't get prosecuted. And then on the other hand, a Joe Schmo doesn't mow his yard. And the housing inspector comes along and says, you got to mow your yard. It's instead of only allowing 6-inch high grass, It's 6.1 inches, and the guy is being very picky. And that's what's happened in our location, but it hasn't been just grass. It's been with buildings. And we've had one guy here in town, and I'll just say Jeff. I won't mention his last name. And I've met him. He's a nice guy. But he's saying that the local housing guy is not doing his job, and he's got selective enforcement. And I imagine he could get everybody on any little technicality that he wanted. But because this one guy spoke up against the city is doing a little retribution in his own thought. Well, instead of having a meeting at City Hall and talking over things, City Commission thinks that they're going to have it in a big ballroom at the plaza, which can hold probably 200-300 people without any problems. And they think that they're going to have a lot of people there to complain, and they want to listen to what the complaints are. And the big thing is, if you're going to apply the law, it has to be equally. You can't just do it for one group and not do it for another. And that's what these guys are getting at. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Other things we might be discussing at that meeting. By the way, that's next Wednesday, so you're going to get a rerun because I have to be there. It's going to be optics. We're going to talk about optics a little bit and how to better present the city. We've got a lot of stuff going on here. We've got new school, well, fairly new schools, a good football team. We've got, you know, decent sports. We've got some really interested people, but then we've got some that really don't care. And then we have some people from, I'll just say Dayton, that area, that like to promote, toot, nose candy, blow, other words for cocaine and stuff, drugs. And they like to come into our area and mess things up. And I think, we don't need that here. We never had it here when I was growing up. And if we did, it was very low key. You never knew it existed. You know, back in the day, they had a policeman patrolling the downtown. And there was a fight outside of one of the bars. And the cop came up and he said, I'm taking you down to the police station, and cuffed the guy. And he told the second guy, he said, you stand right here and be here when I come back, because I'll get you and take you in. And he walked the guy to the police station, and he came back, and the guy was standing there waiting on him to get cuffed. That was the good old days. You know, a cop walking around downtown. We didn't have a lot of problems. And the two drunks spent the night in the drunk tank in separate cages. And they got out the next day and no more problems. And that's how it was handled. But today you've got all other kinds of things. Luckily, we don't have a lot of shootings here where I live. I don't like gunshots in the night, especially when I'm trying to sleep. If I was in Dayton or Cincinnati, I'd probably expect it. And then we have a lot of stuff with the loony left. I'm usually live and let live. Just don't get into my turf, if you know what I mean. And you're probably the same way. You know, just don't bother me. Leave me alone. Let me live my own life, and we'll get along fine. Break into my house, you've broken the first rule. And then you receive the second rule, which is, watch out, brother, because if I get a hold of you, it's all over with but the shouting. The only thing that they will probably find will be teeth and eyeballs, and they will be yours. Other than that, hey, I'm an easygoing guy. Probably 60-70% of the people in my town are that way. It's live and let live, and we just behave. And if they don't want to behave, well, just try breaking into a house and see what happens. I believe there's a country and western singer, and I don't know his name, but he was talking about that and sang a song about it, and I couldn't tell you who it is. But I've seen it. I've heard the song about rural America and, you know, trying to come in and create crimes and everything else, and the rural Americans don't put up with it. Well, that's about the way it is where I live. And, you know, that's just live and let live. Well, hey, there was a thing that came out. I put it on the website. The Executive Order 1467. I just put it up tonight, and it was the executive order that aims at developing a digital assets policy plan and organize federal regulators' efforts in this area. And the order outlines five main goals, which include protection of consumers and investors, monetary stability, decreasing financial and national security risks, economic competitiveness, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't have time to go over that tonight. I might do it on Sunday. But I did put it on both websites for Money and Change and My World. They're up there tonight. Take a look at them. It's basically the digital coin business. This CBDC.
Okay.
Central Bank Digital Currency. It's kind of interesting how they're playing it, but it's control of your money. If you don't do what they want you to do, guess what? Next time you use your ATM card, it won't work. They can turn it off. Why, you didn't vote the way we wanted you to. Click, your ATM card doesn't work. Maybe for a week, maybe for a month, whatever. Oh, you didn't take the jab. Click, it's turned off. You can't get your funds. And they force you to do something that you don't want to do. A lot of things to consider there. Hey, how about food costs? You know, you go to the grocery store. Today I was at Kroger's, and I was there yesterday too. For some reason, I got to go a couple times a week. And I'm looking at the shelves, and it looks like they have four or five shelves of baked beans. And then somebody takes a can out, and it's only two rows deep. Or they take an area that never had drinks, and suddenly that whole area is nothing but bottled drinks. Like they ran out of stuff, and they're trying to fill shelves. In the grocery business, they like to have full front shelves. In other words, there's no gaps or anything, and it looks like everything's full. But in some cases, that's not happening. It's all optics. That's the big word today, optics. And you see some things that Kroger's have, and that's fine. Other places, they might have one or two rows deep, and you say, well, maybe this is just only Kroger's. Gee, I went out to Wally World, and guess what? It was the same thing. And in some cases there, they just had some blank shelves. And then I go over to Aldi's. You know, I'm price conscious. And I know that some of the foods at Aldi's I don't like, but a lot of the stuff that I do like, they have reasonable prices in fruits and vegetables and things like that, canned foods. And so I get what I want over there. If the price is right, if it's exorbitant, forget it, I don't. But we have a newly remodeled Aldi's. And, I want to tell you, it's nicer than Wally World will ever be as far as the produce and the canned goods section and so forth. super nice, clean, great staff. It's great. So I like to go there. But I'm looking every place I go, and I'm seeing strange things. And then I'm listening to Cliff High, and you've heard me talk about Cliff High. He's over on BitChute. I think it is what it is. Yeah, BitChute. And Cliff is talking about what's going to happen between August, mid-August, up to November, possibly into December, and all of the chaos is going to cut loose, according to his research. And it might be the markets, not the groceries, but I mean the financial markets. Or it might be in businesses, or it might be chaos in the big cities. We used to never have that, but now we do. It's crazy. It's like almost like hell on earth has been unleashed in different areas of the country. We never had that. When I was growing up, you had a few riots. Yeah. The civil rights riots and a few other Watts riots and stuff like that. But generally, we didn't have that. And here in Ohio, we didn't have them. That's why it's kind of nice to live here between Ohio and Indiana and parts of Michigan. It's kind of nice. Even Kentucky. Even Tennessee. I don't get down to West Virginia much. I certainly don't go over to Pennsylvania. I don't speak Dutch or German. What is it? German? I forget what they would call it. It's Low Dutch is basically what it is. Anyhow, this is a nice place to be. It's not, we don't have to put up with big city stuff. And if you just want to sit outside and enjoy life, that's fine. If I wanted tonight, after the show, I just might get a lollipop or something, or a creamsicle or whatever, dreamsicle, and sit out on the front porch and turn on my GMRS radio and actually listen to trains, planes, and everything else. It's great. It's great to have. Also, you can communicate with people, too. This thing is set to 160.29, and that's the train channel. And for all my guys and friends up in Deschler, Ohio, and who are rail fanners, howdy. Because that's what we do. Sometimes it gets boring, and you don't have band practice to go to or other civic things that you have to take part in. I'll just sit and listen to the radio and listen to what's going on with trains. Or I get on the web and I look at on YouTube. I can get with the guys up in Deschler, Ohio, and they're from all over the United States, and we can talk about trains and what's going on, and it's like another family. But I do that for fun. But the food costs rising, it's happening. The amount of goods that are being shipped by train sometimes is less. We used to have, through my town, we used to have 40 trains a day. We don't have that now. We're lucky if we get probably 20. And so, you know, we have to cope with our budgets. And you have to live within your means. One of the big things that I've been watching, and some people say, oh, you shouldn't watch that, I do, is Mrs. Brown's Boys. Now, it's an Irish show that's on YouTube, and now it's on Facebook, and they have an interesting family, and you have to know what's going on, and it gets funny sometimes. Their language gets a little loose sometimes. But generally, it's really fun, and it's interesting to watch what's going on, whether or not it's the cell phone issue, or the priest coming over, or the Christmas tree where Mrs. Brown has to adjust the angel on top of the Christmas tree, and the tree is electronic and spins and tilts. And Mrs. Brown gets up on the tree, and her granddad is in his chair with the controller, and he watches her get up on the tree and hold on for dear life as he spins her around. I mean, that's a hilarious Christmas show. And it's out there. You can get them on YouTube if you want, and you can find them on Facebook too. Another guy that I really like, and I never really got into Rodney Dangerfield. I know I did him on the last show, but some of the stuff that he does is kind of interesting. Or else there's Married with Children. Remember that one? And they're starting to show up on Facebook. And I watch these shows from time to time, and they are funny, and you just start laughing like crazy. It's not like what we have out there today. There's comedy today is a lot different than in the old days. I mean, we're getting back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And you have Laurel and Hardy. And that was silly slapstick. And then you get the Three Stooges. And then you go forward, you have different comedians. And then you come to Rodney Dangerfield. And he tells a story and he gets to the punchline. And it's not what you think it is. And everybody is rolling. I mean, the other night I was watching, and he was performing with Johnny Carson. You got to check him out. And Johnny Carson got laughing so hard, he pounded his head on his desk, got up and walked to the back of the stage. He was laughing so hard. And Rodney was just, he was a master at everything. He's passed away. I mean, he was born in 1936 and he died in 2004. But some of his lines, they're classic. And basically, he came up with, steak and sex are my favorite pair. I get them both very rare. I went out with a girl so fat, her belly button had an echo. I was so ugly. When I was born, the doctor slapped my mother and the nurse slapped me 3 times. He said, I was so ugly, my dad carried around pictures of the kid that came with the wallet. I don't know where he gets some of his lines. And he said, I went to the doctor because I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. He doesn't get any respect. He said, my wife, well, you know, she's another one. Last night, our house caught fire, and I heard her tell the kids, shh, be quiet. You'll wake up your father. He said, boy, I was poor when growing up. If I wasn't a boy, I'd have nothing to play with. My parents hated me as a kid. My bath toys were a toaster and a radio. Oh, come on. Could you imagine that? That's what gets me. People take their cell phones in while they're taking a bath. And they're playing on the cell phone. Now, gee, do you want to short out something? Speaking of cell phones, I am not in love with a Samsung cell phone. I get more junk on this stuff. I'm trying to call somebody, and all of a sudden, I get stuff from Google that relates to something totally different. It's driving me nuts. Brand new phone, and I'm tempted, maybe after a couple years, getting rid of it and going back to a Motorola. I don't need to pay $700 for an iPhone. This one was expensive enough, but I don't need that. Just something simple. But can you imagine somebody actually using a cell phone while they're taking a shower, or not shower, but when they're taking a bath? What that would do to the phone. Oh, there was something today, and I was going to talk about that. Oh, we're going to talk about America the Beautiful. I got to talk about that next week. There was something that was going on. Oh, Mitch McConnell, Speaker of the House. He was standing in front of a bunch of people and giving a speech today or a talk about things. And guess what? He couldn't move. He just stood there and nothing happened. And the video showed him just freezing up, and he finally was escorted away from the reporters. I almost think it could have been a stroke or a TIA. He wanted to say something, but he couldn't. Something isn't right. So I'm saying we're going to have a change in the Speaker of the House, maybe within another couple of weeks. Tom Fitton showed it on his thing on Twitter, which is now has an X on it. It's strange. Instead of showing the Twitter bird, it now has an X on it. So I don't know what's going on there.
Twitter is changing from the bird to the X, but they're working on that. And if it's a TIA for Mitch McConnell, usually a trans-ischemic event is only a temporary thing. They'll watch you for about 24 hours, but usually leaves no permanent damage.
I know I had one of those, but guess what? Mine was bad enough that I couldn't go back to work for about a year.
Yeah, sometimes they do. They're lengthy.
Yeah, they do. And they get that way. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week for Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And check us out on Sunday with Money and Change. I've got a lot of stuff to go over, especially on the CBDCs. And a whole bunch of other financial stuff. So join us on Trim Network for Money and Change on Sunday at 7 p.m. and again Wednesday with Live, Laugh, and Whatever. With that, have a good evening, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in, and we are blessed to always have you listening in. We can't thank you enough. We really can't. And we know that this has been kind of a trying part of the summer. So, with that, hopefully, with fall coming right around the corner here, things will get a lot better. But anyway, thank you. God bless you. Take care, and we'll see you later.
See ya. Thank you.